with Beacon Virtual Assistants, and today we're going to talk a little bit about trying to remain focused while working from home. Here we are 9 months into a pandemic, and it seems like everybody is working from home. So basically, that brings a whole new set of problems and issues and distractions than you would normally have from working in an office. And one of the first things I can say is to designate a private area. Now, not everybody's going to have the luxury of having a home office. I do understand that. But take an area like a spare bedroom and make that like your private office, or even a corner of the den. What you don't want is you don't want to set up your office in the middle of the kitchen table. The kitchen is the heart of the home. So that's where all of your activity is going to happen. That's going to happen whether you're homeschooling, whether you're working from home. The kitchen is just kind of where everybody seems to gather. So make sure that your workspace is separate from all of that. Another thing is to think positive. It's been difficult even for me. I do most of my work from home, but during the pandemic, not being able to get out and do as much networking, I really have to remind myself what I really love about my job. So do that. Remind yourself what you love about your job and that you're making a difference in your business. Set goals for yourself. That could be anywhere from, you know, getting something done in a specific allotted amount of time, you know, setting timers up. That could be targets that you want to reach. Know what you want to accomplish every day. Make a list. I use both a digital to-do list and a paper to-do list. But make a list of everything that you want to accomplish for the day. Use pen and paper, or they've got free apps out there. Make sure you update your list at the end of the day so that you're fresh for in the morning. Schedule your day. And I talked a little bit about this last week when I talked about adding hours to your day. Make sure that when you're scheduling your day, you're scheduling for your most optimum productivity times. And for those of you that didn't see the last video, you want to make sure that you're scheduling your least strenuous activities during your least productive time. For example, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m, I am not productive at all. That's not to say I'm not working, but I can't do any focused work at that time. So I'm answering emails, I'm taking phone calls, I'm checking Facebook, I'm doing my calendar stuff. So because that's my least productive. I want to make sure that you're scheduling your most focused work, the work that you're going to need to spend the most amount of thought processes in during your most productive time. For me, that's from 4 to 7 p.m. Again, your times may be different. The only way you can do that, to find that out, is to track your day and see when you're getting the most done. Reduce discomforts. And that's a matter of, you know, if you need a different chair, if you need a different keyboard or keyboard rests for your wrists or a different mouse, a lot of employers will be able to possibly help you with that. If not, just take it upon yourself and get it for yourself, because that's going to the afternoon and a 30-minute lunch break. Stick to that schedule even when you're working from home. It gives you a chance to clear your mind. It gives you a chance to get up and stretch, to get the blood flowing again, and just kind of keep yourself focused. And make sure that you move around during lunch hour, go for a walk or do some yoga. Something along those lines. Again, gets the blood flowing.